where the animals could walk around?
Oh, yeah.
What
did
they call
it? Oh, yeah. It was just the barn, and then all the rest of it was just the ground for them to run in and to graze in. And then there was a branch that ran through it. Was a good, it had a spring, and that made the water. So they had all they needed.
Well, now, did they have a separate pasture? Was there a...
No, it was all the same pasture for all of it. Cows and the horses and all. Because it was big, and you'd have one over here and here and yonder. They go all around. Because it had a big pasture besides our yard.
Besides the yard.
And we had cedar trees that went up the walk of the yard on both sides to the gate, and were just as cool and nice as it could be.
Well, did you ever raise any cotton?
No,
out there?
We didn't raise cotton. But you see, my grandmother was one that had the cotton, and when the slaves all were freed, why, she didn't have nobody to work, so she had to sell it.
So there was never any well, now, what did they grow on your, now you had a vegetable garden, you said.
Oh, yeah, everything.
And did you have a corn?
We had rows of corn,
Did, what about tobacco? Did they grow Did they grow any tobacco?
Oh, no.
Nothing like that?
Didn't anybody use tobacco, but my grandfather smoked a pipe sometime. Not much. Wasn't like it is now. Of course, didn't any of the women have it. And didn't have snuff either.
Oh, yeah.
But, of course, the colored help did. They had snuff. But they bought their own snuff. We didn't. Or they'd beat it up or something.
Well, did
chew tobacco.
Did very many people have, after the freedom came, did very many people still try to raise cotton?
No, well, it's just about like it's doing now. No.
Didn't have very many.
No, there wasn't many that did, and just like it is. But of course, you could raise more then than you can now and get more money. But as it is now, the government, you're just under their hands. Can't do anything.
What cotton grows in, you call that a field? Would that be a
field?
Yeah.
That's cotton field.
Yeah,
uh-huh.
It'd be big. Would be big.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because they had the rows, you know, and planted down.
Well, now, after they started, after rail fences, what came to be the more common type of fence after rail fences?
Well, they had the rail fence all the time till, till we got a big crowd of people in Jersey.
And then
most people cut the rail fence for stove wood for the kitchen. All had those big iron stoves in the kitchen. And Margaret Popo here has one now. And she cooks in it. And she can do the best of anybody in cooking. And it, she cooks in logs, put logs like that in it. But we put stove wood in ours. Ours wasn't that big. And then back of it's where we put the milk to churn and make butter. Back of the stove. See, the stove pipe went up. And then back here we had a stew. So that's the way we did that.
Well, do you remember,